like to call myself a very spiritual person.
I am a woman of faith.
I don't go to church or anything, but it doesn't mean like I don't believe in God or anything like that.
I think I'm a woman of faith.
If you believe in science, or if you believe in anything else, a theory, you usually have faith in that theory before it's proven.
I'm a man of faith.
No, I'm not a man of faith.
I have faith, I believe in God.
Religion. One of the three things you're not allowed to talk about in company, besides politics and money. All my life, I've noticed people like to give faith to different things, whether or not they believed in a higher power or if they believed no such thing existed. It was always fascinating how this would guide their lives. It would simply change the way they looked at things. I thought I'd break the silence and ask people at random whether or not they believed in anything and if it changed the way their lives were going. So I got to interview a random bunch of people.
I'm Eric. I go to Mission Secondary School.
My name is Mary Mimtiaz.
My name's Elizabeth Janzi.
My name's Tanner.
Isis.
Frank.
Lawrence Bergeron.
Dylan Newman.
I asked them if there was a purpose in life and what it was to them.
I think the purpose of life in itself is to
help others and be the best you can be.
Live life how it goes, I guess.
To nurture and look after your young.
Help other people.
Well, I guess firstly, follow Allah. Second would be to be whatever I choose to be.
You're not alone in this world. You have a purpose.
I don't believe there is a purpose, actually.
I think the purpose of life is to learn.
To survive.
Having a purpose in life is doing your best to help anyone, whether they're good or bad. You always help them out.
Pass on the life, the gift of life that was given to you.
I then asked them the question, if any of them were religious. Some of them said yes.
I am a woman of faith.
Some of them said no.
I don't actually believe.
When I asked why, these were the answers I got.
Because I think he's the one that created us.
I think it's just guidelines for life.
I believe in God because that's the way I was raised.
I don't need to believe in anything. I have trust in myself.
I believe that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and give us his son for love.
I kind of grew out of it, I guess.
I follow a way of life, and that's having a relationship with Jesus. I find that he is my role model. His ways would be best for my life.
We just live and we experience a whole bunch of things and then we die. There's no like defined purpose. We're not supposed to do anything.
I don't know. Some of it made sense to me and I kind of picked different things from different places, but it was just, I didn't fully believe in any one particular thing.
The word religion, when asked what it symbolized, gave many different meanings.
Mind and body.
Jesus.
Suffering.
Humanity.
Native heritage.
Brainwash.
Culture.
Grief.
A monarchy.
Anglican Catholic.
Family.
Death.
Love and hope.
Love.
Definitely love for me.
People.
I asked if any of them had any stories. Some of them said they weren't sure and couldn't think of any. Others said they couldn't quite narrow it down, but it came down to a bunch.
I've had many different experiences for that one.
I had several small experiences, and it just sort of slowly built up until I just became atheist.
And a few of them had some incredible stories.
There have been near-death experiences where we have come away unscratched. My uncle, we had a papaya tree in the backyard. One day he drove the car too fast into the driveway, and the tree fell on him. But they say that, you know, having living things, your animals, or plants in the house is good luck, or it brings in good things or good aura into the house. And so the tree fell and he got out just in time.
I remember one time I was at a church with my friends. I just remember having a moment where I just went, you know what, I'm going to go up to my friend and tell him that, you know, I love him and he's my best friend, and basically pray for him. And later on that day, he came up to me and he's just like, you know, it was really weird. Like, he said he was sitting there and that he was having a really rough day and things weren't going so great. He basically was trying his best to, you know, get through the day, and he was having a struggle with his faith, and he said, God, like, I need something, I need a sign. He said, please help me. And then as soon as he said that in his head, he said that I had touched him on the shoulder. That to me isn't coincidence.
My youngest son, Jonah, was 3 weeks old when we found out that he had kidney failure. Our doctor called us at home at 7 o'clock at night and said, you need to leave and go to Children's Hospital. They have a bed waiting for you. We went to the emergency room and we were there for 10 minutes. They had the doctors waiting there for him. They had a bed open for him and they saved his life. God shows me every day just my little guy that he's alive.
Remarkably, in the end, there was a small connection where they all had a similar thing in common that kept them going.
Great family and friends.
Family and friends.
My kids.
My kids.
My friend Nicole.
Other than my children.
Family, friends.
Waking up every day, knowing that I got people around me who love me and to support me every day.
I guess there's all kinds of people with different points of views on life, whether or not they believe in something or nothing at all. In the end, no one really knows what's out there, and that's okay. Some of us have faith, some of us don't. Some of us might be scared to pass away, some of us might be braver than others. All I know is we don't know, and that's the beauty behind it. That's what faith is. None of us know until it's time.